Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Item number 4, financial assistance for developing countries, and this item can be found on page 7 in the FNA report. Mr. Chair, this item had been included on the agenda because of the high level of intersessional activity created by discussions on the future of the organization and the financial burden that this had created for developing country members of IWC in particular. It was noted that financial assistance could come in the form of A, changes to the financial contribution scheme that would reduce contributions due from developing countries and or providing financial assistance for attendance at meetings. Mr. Chair, given that few developing country members were present at the time of the discussions during the FNA meeting on the 17th, it was recommended that this item be discussed during the private meeting of commissioners on the 21st to provide the opportunity for further discussions.
Thank you, Chair. There is a proposal. We set up a small group to look at this issue, and there's a proposal for financial assistance for developing countries that was submitted by Antigua Barbuda, Japan, Monaco, New Zealand, Palau, St. Lucia, United States, and the Secretariat. And I will read this for you, and I will go slowly, which is unusual for me. During the small working group meeting in St. Petersburg, Florida, and at the private meeting of the commissioners in Rome, 2009, there was discussion regarding the provision of financial assistance to developing countries. This matter arose because of the high level of intersessional activity created by discussions on the future of the organization and the financial burden this has created for developing countries. Recognizing the difficulties faced by some developing country participants in the small working group, the importance of discussions on the future of the IWC, and the need to maintain a balanced SWG participation with continuity between meetings, several contracting governments have made voluntary contributions to help defray costs of the participation of developing countries in the SWG. An interim procedure was developed by the Secretariat in consultation with the Chair and Vice Chair of the Commission and the Chair of Finance and Administrative Committee on how such funds will be distributed. Therefore, one, recognizing that the small working group will be reconstituted for a further year and that the IWC chair, in consultation with the advisory committee, shall appoint a support group containing equitable geographic and socioeconomic representation and a range of views to assist him or her in providing direction to the process and to assist in the preparation of material for submission to the small working group. It is therefore recommended that this interim procedure for providing financial assistance to developing countries remains while discussions on the future of the IWC continues and that this matter be further addressed as part of the discussions of the future of the IWC. So all it says, we're going to do business as we've been doing with small working group and look at it as part of the future. Are there any comments? Seeing none, we'll adopt that as the way forward on assistance to developing country. Chair?